Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to learn about a new collaboration just announced between DuPont Pioneer and DTN, the Progressive Farmer. This is involving things like weather and markets. You might have guessed that when you mentioned those companies. It's going to be in development, just announced, and a lot more coming out. But I spoke with Dan Uppina with Pioneer about this project. Let's learn more about that in our conversation. Dan, if you would, first of all, tell us your name and what you do for the company.
Dan Uppina, for DuPont Pioneer. I'm involved in a next generation services group, and our mission is to create complementary services to go alongside our core seed business.
Well, you guys have a very exciting announcement, I guess you would say, that came out today and talks about something very new. Let's go straight there and talk about this collaboration and just what that means.
As I mentioned, our job is to think of new ways that we can build complementary services to our seed business. And as we think about some of the services that we want to use in the future and offer as solutions to growers, a lot of them depend on some pretty advanced science, specifically around some advanced crop modeling. And as we've investigated and done pilots and really looked at how these models can work to inform decisions, one of the things that we realized is that today's weather is probably not as accurate as we think we're going to need to drive these models and make them extremely reliable and dependable. And as we did some research and homework around what sort of density of observations would be needed to do this correctly, we concluded that we would need a much greater density than exists today. And so after we did that analysis, we started to look at who the market leaders are in agriculture. And DTN has a rich history of delivering real-time information to growers and a great infrastructure of personnel to support an effort like this. So we started working with DTN, and we think it's going to enable us to build the sort of hyper-accurate weather information we're going to need to do these advanced models.
Well, that's what kind of hit me or jumped out at me. And part of that is because I had fairly recently spoken with a former National Weather Service meteorologist who kind of opened my eyes a little bit about the actual number of stations and how they're reporting. Really made me think that we need a little more than what we've got. Can you describe what this is going to look like? Because if I understand right, you're going to have some on-farm weather stations now.
Yeah, and over the next few weeks, we'll develop our specific offers and we'll communicate our specific go-to-market plans. But our ambition is to use our existing network of sales representatives to help us create awareness and create demand for these weather stations.
What kind of time frame do you think it will be for putting into place enough of the infrastructure for this to be generating the kind of information that's going to be meaningful when these farmers are making decisions?
Our intent is to get started on the weather station network this spring. So it'll be very, very closely linked to this announcement.
All right. Well, I also understand that besides just that kind of significant high density, if you will, weather data and information, this is, your announcement also includes something in the area of electronic grain trading capabilities. How about touching on that for a moment?
Sure, thank you. DuPont Pioneer has made an investment in a company called Farms Technology. It's based in Overland Park, Kansas. We've had an affiliation with that business for about 5 years, and what that business does is it allows growers to trade grain electronically with their grain buyer of choice. And it allows them to do that without limitation in terms of hours because, you know, the internet is always open. It also allows the buyers to hedge completed offers instantaneously in either the day or night trading session. So it really creates a 24/7 continuous loop for grain buyers and growers to execute transactions. And our primary competitor in this space, the primary competitor for Farms Technology, was DTN. They had a very similar product that they called the DTN Grain Portal. And we've competed for about 3 years in that space, and we saw a lot of synergies in working together. So as we talked about collaborating regarding hyper-accurate weather, we also engaged in a discussion about how can we combine the best of each of these platforms and really create something and integrate it within our larger service offerings that helps farmers address a primary business need, and that is managing the volatility that exists in today's grain markets.
What kind of, pricing or price structure, or how is that going to work in terms of working with farmer customers on these services?
That's an excellent question, and we'll be prepared to answer that in the upcoming weeks. Again, that'll be part of our go-to-market strategy that we'll unveil here shortly.
Okay. So right now, if I'm a farmer and I hear about this announcement, which I'm betting quite a few will, what is their next step? Just talk to their local Pioneer sales rep? I mean, is there something they can proactively do to let you know they want to be involved in this?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. What we would like to do is have that individual start the conversation with their local Pioneer contacts. And certainly within the next few weeks, they'll have an opportunity to go ahead and participate. But for now, we just wanted to announce our excitement around this collaboration, and we fully intend to follow this up with a broader services announcement that contains all the details that you had asked about. So very shortly.
Well, I can think of a number of big shows coming up where that might be some good timing. Perhaps a certain big one that'll be down in San Antonio. I don't know, but we'll be out at those and hope to see a DuPont Pioneer out on the road and look forward to that next step, I guess, in this process.
Absolutely. We appreciate the interest as well as the opportunity to connect with folks like you at shows like the one that is upcoming here at the end of the month.
Well, you know, another thing that kind of hit me in seeing the announcement, because we do a lot in the area of precision agriculture news and information, is just how much this type of services, or whatever you want to call it, platform, sounds like it will really fit into what we see as growing adoption, growing use of different forms of what we call precision ag today. So I'm assuming this is kind of also going to fit in with a lot of the other things that Pioneer offers in this area too.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement. We, as part of a services group, certainly some of the services that we're contemplating have to do with the area of precision agriculture. And as we put together our strategy, we think hyper-accurate weather, as well as the ability to trade grain electronically. Those are core components of what we intend to use as a broader service offering as we move along here in 2014.
Anything else about what you've announced today that you just want people to go away from this conversation remembering?
I think one other element we didn't discuss, and that is that there is an element of premium markets and weather information. So if you think about how DTN started their business decades ago working with agricultures, they really were the real-time information source, not just with, you know, cash bids in the grain markets and not just with simple weather forecasts, but also lots of news and insight as it pertains to analysis and information about things that are of interest and, frankly, impact farmers. So we'll also have a co-branded offer that contains premium markets and weather content as a part of this service offering we'll release here shortly. So our ambition is a lot, you know, thousands of growers have a rich history of starting their day with DTN to learn about things, weather and markets in particular, that impact their daily activities. We want to make sure that that daily process is continued not only with the content that DTN provides, but also with an all-encompassing view of their farming operation through some of the next-generation services Pioneer has. So we think putting a market leader like DTN with our go-to-market strategy really unlocks some pretty unique value. So we're really excited about moving down the path and look forward to continued announcements here as we go through 2014.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, sort of the legacy, I guess you call it, of DTN, and who does not remember when we thought the coolest technology we saw had seen was this box that just gave you this instantaneous, constantly updated information, and just look at how that's transformed, continues to keep transforming today.
Yeah, I agree. 20 years in agriculture for me, and you know, I remember a box with four arrows on it being probably the niftiest user interface we could imagine at the time. So we've come a long way, haven't we?
We sure have. Well, thank you very much, Dan, for taking the time to visit with me here about the announcement today, the collaboration between DuPont Pioneer and DTN, the Progressive Farmer. Very exciting information. Look forward to staying in touch as you continue to develop this collaboration with between the two companies.
Thank you very much, Chuck. It was our pleasure.
I'm sure we will be able to bring you some more about this whole project here in the very near future as more announcements come out. That's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.